The Australian Open ended with mixed blessings for the Czech players, the happiest of whom was doubtless Radek Štěpánek. Unseeded Štěpánek and Leander Paes of India won the men's doubles tournament, defeating the defending champions, the American Bryan twins, 7-6, 6-2. With that, the Karviná native Štěpánek leapt forward 68 places in the rankings to world 23rd, two places behind his compatriot František Čermák. Favorite Petra Kvitová was knocked out in the semifinal, losing to the eventual runner-up Maria Sharapova, but retains her second place in the Women's Tennis Association rankings. This is what she had to say after the match.
The beginning was a bit nerve-wracking for me, and I simply wasn't ready for a semi-final round. In the first set, I was stiff, and I guess that cost me. I tried to turn it round in the second set and get back to the kind of tennis I usually play, because in the first set, I'd been under pressure the whole time. And in the third set, I had some chances to break, but unfortunately, she was in form. I guess that's what it's all about, taking advantage of your opportunities for bigger points, and that's what Sharapova did today.
Likewise, the ATP standing of Tomáš Berdych was unaffected by his quarterfinal loss last week to Rafael Nadal. He remains in seventh place. Speed skater Karolina Erbanová might have left her premier in the 2012 World Sprint Speed Skating Championships in Calgary last weekend, in 17th place overall, but she set a few records nonetheless, setting a new combined score for an under-19-year-old with 152,470 points. That was thanks to the new national records Erbanová set in the 500-meter race and in the kilometer race, where she actually managed to tie the world juniors' record of 4 years ago. Even with a 17th place finish and overcoming an ankle problem, Erbanová managed to fulfill another mission set by her coach, namely securing two places for the Czech Republic in the next sprint championship. Cyclocross racers Zdeněk Štíbar lost the champion's rainbow jersey he has worn for the last 2 years to Niels Albert after losing more than 3.25 minutes in the World Championships in Belgium while running a fever and coming in 13th place. Štíbar was clearly unhappy with the fact, saying it hurt, and that he had enjoyed the jersey for 2 years, but such was sport. Albert, meanwhile, took a convincing win ahead of six other Belgians. The first Czech through the sandy track was Radomír Šimunek in eighth place. Lastly, Plzeň footballer David Bystroň will likely be waiting for a UEFA verdict on doping charges until the end of February, according to the daily Mladá Fronta, which also speculates the central defender may have taken the methamphetamine known as pervitin that he received at a party. Bystroň was automatically suspended at the beginning of January. He could be given a 2 to 4 year ban by UEFA's disciplinary committee, depending on what the drug tests show, if anything. Meanwhile, Plzeň awaits its biggest home match on February 19th, when it will defend its league title against Teplice.